It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Then our friend from the community is Anthony from Scouts.
Woo! Scouting is fun.
It sure is. We were waiting on that. But it certainly
is. I was going to try and help, but I didn't need to help.
Caddo Area Council, Scouts. Yeah. And hey, first of all, I like your shirt today.
Yes.
I wore it just for you.
You look sharp.
You guys look like you kind of coincided.
Well, I like that kind of shirt, so I'm going to have to pull one of mine out this week.
All right. I dare you to.
I will.
Okay.
But anyway, Scouting is definitely fun, even in COVID-19. And you guys have had to be stretch your brains a little bit to figure out how to keep things rolling during the last 5 months or so, however long it's been since March. How many months has it been? Anybody count real quick? Let's see, March,
forever.
April, May, June, July. 5 months.
Yeah.
It seems like forever. Seems like more than 5 months. But you had to adapt really quickly and be on your feet there to be able to keep things rolling with this COVID.
Well, I have the good fortune to serve with a group of staff, dedicated staff and volunteers who have great ideas. And they did such an outstanding job pivoting to the model and adjusting by offering cyber summer camps, online merit badge opportunities. They recorded den meetings and sent them out to the scouts and families. They put together scouting packets, fun packets of scout activities that went home with the schools, went home with families when they would come to pick up breakfast or lunch. So lots of different ways we connected with our scouting community to provide activities and alternatives for them that was still scouting. It just delivered differently. And based on the demand, we had very high demand. There were oftentimes with our merit badge classes, for example, we would offer 3 or 4 online merit badge classes per week. Our local Caddo Area Council Scouts, of course, had first priority, but thereafter we would open it up nationwide, and there was always a waiting list. As soon as we would open up a class for online registration, within 2 hours, and I'm not kidding you, within 2 hours it would be booked.
That's fantastic.
And it was fantastic. It was surprising. It was exciting. It was fantastic. It required us to add more and more classes. So we were our scout office almost turned into a studio in of itself
right.
Because different rooms were offering different classes simultaneously. It was a wild experience, but based on our exit surveys, based on the demand, it was very popular.
And so scouts from New York, Pennsylvania, places like that were signing up?
All around the country, yeah. And it was
That's
the
fantastic.
Coolest thing.
Because I love that.
They're Zoom, they're interactive, so you can see everybody. So the scouts would get to talk to each other during the class.
Right.
And so it was the coolest thing, that epiphany, when that light bulb goes off, that, hey, that scout in New York or Pennsylvania or Nebraska is just like me. It's the same scouting,
right.
Just different parts of the country. That was cool.
Absolutely. I like that for you.
And so you're kind of working in some live in-person stuff now, right?
So within CDC guidelines, within state health department guidelines, et cetera, we are slowly phasing in our face-to-face programming for the last 2 weekends in a row. And again, coming up this next weekend, we have 1 day fun days, what we're calling fun days at Camp Preston Hunt for our Cub Scouts. We say it's all the same scouting. It's just a little further apart. So
right.
We've got slingshots and BB guns and bows and arrows and all those fun activities. They stay in cohorts of 10 or less.
Right.
They never cross each other. And camp is full, but because of the staged check-in, there's never a large group at any one time. They're always phasing through.
Because when we went there at Christmas, it looked like we were at the mall. Like there was just tons of vehicles.
Normally at this time, last year at this time, if you were at Camp Preston Hunt, it looked like the mall at Christmas time. It was just jam-packed. It is still packed. It's just further apart. We have 260 acres. We can spread out.
Right.
And we can spread out those activities. And it's interesting because it doesn't look like anyone is there, but we're really full. And it was a lot of fun. Everybody was respectful of wearing the mask and the pre-screen and the check-in and the temperature taking. And we constantly sanitize. We have hand washing stations. The scouts are constantly hearing from us. Don't rub your eyes, wash your hands, drink the water, stand up straight, don't kick the rock. And so we've added a few to the rules, and but it was a lot of fun. And in August, it kicks up even more as we offer the rifle shooting merit badge. We have a Cub Scout shooting sports derby. We have two sessions of the cooking merit badge.
Oh, there we go. I think we need to judge that.
Yeah, I can judge
Chef
cooking.
Ross Morrill and Mike Unger on August 1 and August 15. We're going to have the cooking merit badge at Camp Preston Hunt. I am told it's going to be a pretty good feed fest.
It sounds like it. I think we'll have to be involved.
I think that's the one we want.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. We're talking with, of course, Anthony with the Scouts about getting back into scouting. And like you said, you've got some things coming up over the next couple of weeks, early August. And then we get into the back to school. That's your big time to sign up and teach people about, hey, you want to come in and join us in scouting. And so how's that going to roll this year?
Well, scouting continues to be fun. There's not an 8-year-old alive doesn't want to shoot a BB gun, catch a fish, make a s'more around a campfire.
Absolutely.
You just this last weekend at Camp Preston Hunt, I picture that 8-year-old little girl who ran up to me, and she just knows me as the scout guy, and she was like, Mr. Scout guy, where's my BB gun? She just had to have a BB gun. Where is it? And I said, okay, just
let's get your temperature.
Let's get your temperature first. Stand 6 feet away from me.
Remember, if we can touch each other, we're too close.
The BB guns are coming, and so
love that.
We know. Did you notice that when I said BB gun, Anna's eye just sort of light up?
Well, like, yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, who doesn't like a BB gun? I still like a BB gun today. I used to have one in my hand all the time. Going, what can I shoot at?
My cousins and I were out all the time.
We know there is a lot of enthusiasm for scouting amongst the boys and girls out there in our community.
Right.
We are very fortunate to have outstanding relationships with our school districts and our principals and our teachers. They are just wonderful folks. And our model for delivering scouting, for delivering the invitation to mom and dad, son and daughter, to join scouting might look different this year.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it'll be the traditional. We do a classroom talk or an assembly or a lunchroom. In some cases, we are in the process of recording our scout talk,
right,
that a school will broadcast. In some cases, some schools, we're talking to them about conducting a Zoom scout talk in
work,
the classroom,
yeah,
which is interesting. So all very different, all very new. In every case, we will have an opportunity to invite mom and dad and son and daughter to join scouting. The delivery method might look a little different,
right,
but we're still going to do it, and we're looking forward to recruiting lots and lots of kids this year. Last fall, we recruited 805 boys and girls, and we're looking for that again this year. Growing scouting, more kids in scouting, that's a blessing any day of the week, and so we're looking forward to it.
The usual pack meetings and things like that, are they still being able to do that?
So some packs... some scout units pivoted and went to the Zoom and the online, and some of them continue with that model. That is their choice. Some of our units are also phasing back in. As the council is phasing in face-to-face, they are following our lead and phasing in some face-to-face. We had a troop that went camping this weekend, and they sent me some pictures, and you see them. It's a pretty good-sized troop, but they're all in groups of 10 or less, and they're all wearing masks, and they're, instead of one campfire, there's five campfires, but they're still the same s'mores and the same fishing and the same everything else. It's just a little different. And our troops, our packs and troops, our scout units have done a really good job pivoting to the model and also adapting.
Right.
And that's what scouting is about, is
so many life lessons.
Yes,
so many life lessons during this
period.
Well,
you guys are adapting, adjusting, and having a good time and doing it safely, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, it's a good thing.
Very good thing.
And, of course, winter camp is probably going to be pretty huge.
Wow. So 72% of the summer camps across the Boy Scouts of America were canceled this summer due to the COVID. So there are a lot of scouts out there who did not have the opportunity to participate in summer camp, did not have the opportunity to earn those merit badges. They're off cycle now on their road to Eagle, And we are already being inundated with calls and emails about winter camp in December, asking people we've never heard from before,
right,
can we make a reservation? Can we put down a deposit? How many kids can we bring? And so we know winter camp is going to be huge this year, which is what is great about what we're doing now, because it's good practice as we lead into winter camp. We've got 260 acres out there, so we can spread out. We like to say it's the same scouting fund, just a little further apart. Yeah. And that's what it'll be. Things like opening and closing ceremonies, food service will look a little different, but you still get fed. And Anna, you'll still get your big chocolate chip cookie. Chef Ross Morrill has promised cookies. But you and John, you just may have to stay 6 feet apart. No sharing the cookie.
Okay, you can't have any of my cookie.
All right, you can't have any of my cookie.
It shows you can have a fun time and be safe and follow the guidelines and all that. And like you said, 260-something acres, you can spread out. So definitely they continue to roll.
This is exciting.
103.9985 MyPeakRadio.com. MyPeakRadio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Anthony from the Scouts has been in this morning, our friend. And now Anthony and Anna and you out in Radio Land can play the game Yes or BS.
And don't look at the screen.
Yeah, don't look at the screen.
I always get yelled at about it, so I start it now.
I'm going to give
I'll take my glasses off.
All right.
Okay, I can't see anything without my glasses.
There you go.
I'm going to give you a so-called fact, and you either say, yeah, that's true, or it's made up Barbara Streisand BS. So
here we go. Hit us.
The first American woman to land a triple axel at the U.S. National Ice Skating Championships was Tanya Harding.
Yes, I think that's right.
You're very confident in that guess.
I think that's right.
You're going to go along with her on that confidence, Anthony?
Bologna sandwiches.
Well, actually, believe it or not, she was correct. It was Tanya Harding.
Believe it or not.
1991.
Yep.
She did that. I thought it would have been somebody else.
No, I remember, but that's why she had all the big deal about her.
About the only thing she was famous for was that her dude, you know, hit Nancy Kerrigan in the knee with the board. Remember that?
That was bad, yeah.
Let's see. You can see the Winston Cup race and the Die Hard 500 at the Talladega, Alabama Super Speedway. Are they held there? Is that yes or BS? It's, you know, it's at auto racing.
Sadly, I know the answer.
You know the answer?
I just hung out with enough NASCAR people to know the answer.
I'm trying to read her face, but I don't have my glasses on, so I can't. Is it just a blur to me?
I'm going
to
go with yes.
I'll say yes.
Yeah, you better go with her on that one, Anthony. She is correct. Okay. Of all the great lakes, you know those lakes up around the Midwest, Lake Superior is the deepest.
I don't know. Is that yes or BS? I think so. Maybe not. Actually, I don't think so.
Okay, well, Anthony is correct. It is the deepest.
We're even. We're at even.
You are even. Two more here.
All right.
Uh-oh.
John Glenn was the oldest astronaut to go into space. Is that yes or BS? And it is...
Bologna sandwiches.
No, I actually read... I did a moon landing thing, so I saw this yesterday, so it's yes.
See... the thing is, he went up when he was young, and he was the first one to orbit the Earth.
Right.
That's right.
But then he went up again.
Yeah, that's right, on the shuttle.
So you knew the answer.
On the shuttle.
That's right.
He knew the answer. He gets that one.
That's right. I forgot.
Okay, and the final one.
All right.
Pearls will melt in honey. Is that yes or BS?
That's got to be wrong.
I'm going to say bologna sandwiches.
Very good guess. But guess what? They will melt in vinegar.
Well, I'm not melting my pearls in vinegar to sort that one out.
But did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There's a fact we didn't know. Y'all did quite well on Yes or BS. Anthony, if somebody wants to get a hold of the Scouts to get more information about how to get involved or they have questions about what's coming up, how can they get in touch with you guys?
They can go to our council website at caddobsa.org, caddobsa.org. Or you can call us at the Scout office at the Scout Service Center at 903-793-2179, 793-2179. I had to look at my business card because I never call myself.
I know.
It's like, you don't have your glasses on.
well, up close.
Yeah. I'm teasing you.
Menus. I can see menus.
There we go.
We'll include that in the post so that people can catch up with you. We want to definitely thank you for
all
the hard work that you and your staff put in. Your enthusiasm and energy is contagious.
Yes.
And scouting is fun.
Yes, sir.
And you guys have got... great plans in place, and I hope that you have a great fall and into the winter and a big winter camp. But keep us informed, and we'll have you back in soon.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.